This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1814. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 24th, Afghanistan, Angola, Australia, Belarus, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Greece, Guyana, Italy, Indonesia, Malaysia, Marshall Islands, New Zealand, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reminds us that there is only one station scheduled on the 19 megahertz shortwave broadcasting band. It's the Kuwait site of IBB, carrying a service in Dari and Pashto from 0430 to 1230 UT on 19010. He heard it at 0945 about February 22nd. Of course, that's not likely to be heard much in North America unless just barely toward the end of it at 1230. However, in the A16 season, we may look forward to a change which will be more favorable for us. The only signal planned on that band will be 18930 at 11 to 14 UT via Kuwait, and that will be the service in Tibetan, which means it will again be jammed by the Chaicom, and I predict will start jumping around to several different frequencies depending on the day of the week. We can hear a carrier, usually with hardly any modulation, from Angola's only remaining shortwave frequency, about 4949.7 kHz, just about any evening. Apparently it's on all night, but that's not of much use. From Interval Signals Online, however, David Koenig tells us that RNA's website now streams all five of their domestic networks, unpublicized and hidden away, their international service as well. That includes an English hour at 22 UT. Jean-Michel Aubier and Alan Rowe explain how to find it from their homepage, which is www.rna.ao/radio-ngola-yetu. At the top, you'll find a place to click on and Escolha Sua Radio, choose your radio station. That'll bring up a menu of many Angolan stations, but the one you want to click on is 101.4 megahertz, which is Radio Angola Yetu itself. That's the key word, Y-E-T-U. And then you'll hear their external service, including French at 21, as I just confirmed. We recently reported that Radio Simban in Sydney, New South Wales, had been heard in Sydney on a couple of strange frequencies in the 10 and 13 megahertz bands, rather than 2368.5. Now, Rob Wagner in Victoria, in the Shortwave Sites group, says it's probably because the receiver being used was a UHF handheld VX5R, which is fine for those bands, but it's not a serious shortwave receiver subject to images. The Radio Belarus shortwave frequencies relay during certain hours some domestic Belarus stations. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports hearing Radio Grodno February 24th, that was Wednesday at 15 UT, on 6080 and 7255. The recently reactivated NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, seems to remain irregular on 3325. Here are the latest reports about it from Ron Howard in California. On February 22nd, it was heard from 1140 until off at 1205. It was in Pigeon playing Pacific Island pop songs. At 1201, the PNG bird call and news in English, but it suddenly went off the air before the news ended. On that day, the co-channel station, RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, was off the air. And Bougainville was not heard on their day frequency, 6020, as it was already well into the night at 1205. Ron says, My January 30th reception here on their first day testing the new transmitter was without a doubt the strongest reception I've had so far. He checked again on February 23rd. 3325 assumed them with very poor strength under much stronger Indonesia after 1202 UT. Another on-again, off-again station is Radio Clube do Pará, Belém, Brazil, on 4885. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee found it 20 hertz above the frequency, and it cut on the air abruptly with programming in progress at 0736 on February 19th, with a full ID at 0758. Good morning greetings and a cuckoo clock. It was an excellent signal on lower sideband. I was also pleased to hear them about 30 hertz above 4885 February 21st at 0439, running 15 over 9, and another very full ID at 0442. They do it frequently, not just at the top of the hour, not only for 4885, but also their medium wave 690 and several other stations on medium wave, relaying their signal, it seems, members of the Haji Brasil Amazônia de Comunicação. There is CODAR interference, unless you tune to LSB only, which eliminates it. And they were still going at 0655 on that date. However, on February 22nd, I checked at 0704, and they were gone again. February 23rd, still gone at 0214, but they were on again by 0656. Never mind the item last week that Radio Nacional Amazônia had been reactivated on 6180. Too late to mention on last week's program. A correction came from he who reported it. I guess I had some finger trouble selecting from logging software. It was really 11780, not 6180. Yet more Brazilian news. A few months ago, when it disappeared, Brazilian DXers concluded that Radio Bandeirantes had given up on shortwave for good. But it's back on at least two of its three frequencies. As of February 23rd into UT 24th, some members of the Rádio Escutas group in Brazil were hearing it again, starting with Walter Aguiar in Curitiba on 9645. Then it's also reported by João Ricardo Bergamini, also on 6090, and by Rudolfi Grimm in São Paulo, who heard both frequencies parallel to medium wave 840 around 0108 UT. And furthermore reported from Czechia by Karel Hunzik on the Hardcore DX list, February 24th around 0700, and he pinpoints the frequency. Of course, it's offset just about where it was previously, 9645.4. The third shortwave frequency, however, has yet to be reported, 11925. Ron Howard in California continues to monitor VC01, the Chinese military number station, at various times around 12 to 14 UT. They have three different frequencies, but you never know which ones they'll be using at which times, it seems, when they will change frequencies. They are 3519, 5006, and 7878 USB. In fact, he's heard 7878 as early as 0947. Radio Havana, Cuba has never broadcast in Italian on shortwave, but this could be a sign of things to come. Their website has added an Italian section, as pointed out by Dario Monferrini, who has heard from the person in charge of correspondence, Rosario Lafita Fernandez, who wrote to their mailing list in Italian, Radio Havana, Cuba, spelled A-V-A-N-A. Look for the Italian flag when you go to their website. On Sunday, February 21st, I reconfirmed that Radio Havana was broadcasting in Esperanto after 2130 UT on 11880, the same as the week before, even though it's not on their schedule. So apparently, this new broadcast is intentional, even though the Esperantists in the studio are clueless about it. They still broadcast 1 hour later, Sundays at 22:30 on 17730. From ADX via BCDX, Christoph Ratzer in Austria forwards a message in German from Horst Rosiak at HCJB in Ecuador, which says, that he is looking for a new transmitter. It's hard to find replacement parts for the old one, and they're hoping to acquire the funds to do so. I've long suspected that their only remaining shortwave frequency from Ecuador, 6050, is running much less than its rated 8 kilowatts due to the very weak signal here. Ivo Ivanov asked for help in identifying a new service being heard from that secret site near him in Bulgaria, 1802 to 1901 UT on 9480. It's in the Oromo language of Ethiopia, Wednesdays through Sundays, and it also seems to be jammed. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain found the answer by searching out a tweet. It is something called Tomasa Radio OMN. That is like the letters in our alphabet, Oscar, Mike, November. And they have a link to a SoundCloud audio file where a different frequency is on their label, 9465, but now being reported on 9480. Jose Miguel also found an explanation from them in English of what they're all about, including a phone number in the 612 area code, which is Minneapolis, Minnesota. OMN stands for the Oromia Media Network, converted into a slightly different word, according to Ivo Ivanov, Radio Oemeni T. That's O-E-M-E-N-I hyphen T-I. He was expecting to hear it, as I said, Wednesday through Sunday, but when he checked on Saturday, February 20th, it was missing. Radio France International makes some frequency adjustments a month ahead of the official start of the A season at the end of March. Starting February 28th, Ivo Ivanov has found these changes concerning French language broadcasts, of course, to Africa. At 05 to 06, 11700 replaces 7390. At 06 to 07, 9790 replaces 5925. And 11700 continues, replacing 7390. And at 17 to 18 UT, 21690 replaces 17620. Channel 292, which mysteriously refers to 6070 kHz from Rohrbach, Bavaria, Germany, has been carrying out some interesting broadcasts. A program called DigiDX in the MFSK 32 mode. Several listeners reported hearing them testing as early as 17 UT on Tuesday, February 23rd. The show included shortwave and DX news, and future shows will include reviews, features, schedule information, and listener feedback, according to Alan Gale. Also reported by Tobias T-Squared in Germany, who says the regular service will be Tuesdays at 21 UT on 6070, and this originates from someone in Ireland. The annual Radio Imran broadcast, we mentioned the past couple of weeks, did come off his schedule Sunday, February 21st at 16 to 1658 UT on 15215, and MBR confirms the transmitter site for that was France, and it was modulating during the entire hour. As I recall, a year or two ago, the modulation was missing. If you missed it, the hour has been archived in at least two places we know of on the web. Links to that in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 1608, via worldofradio.com. ERT in Greece continues to emit a whining sound with little, if any, program modulation at unpredictable times on 9935. However, February 19th at 0121, it was instead on 9930. Actually, the usual frequency is a bit off to the low side. February 23rd at 2052, I put it on 9934.951, which certainly did not help escape the splatter from WTWW on 9930. Furthermore, February 24th at 0625, it was on 9934.94, and, believe it or not, WTWW was still on its day frequency, with Midnight in the Desert, 9930, instead of 5085. Propagation from the tropics was above average on February 18th when I heard Voice of Guyana 3290.0 at S9 plus 15, but it was just barely modulated. I did manage to make an ID out for the BBC World Service and its time signal at 0500. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1814. Our website brings you a lot more, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Mike Bew in Austin, Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank in the U.S. mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Tobias in Germany, T-squared, says, I stumbled across another oddity from Italy on medium wave, Challenger radio, with a propagation test February 21st at 20:05 UT. Using their mail computer voice, it said, Challenger radio, long propagation test on kilohertz 567, kilohertz 846, and kilohertz 1368. With short pings of tones in between the announcements. I heard 1368 and 846, but again nothing on 567, which is covered by Spain. On February 18th at 1324, I was surprised to hear a just barely audible carrier on exactly 4888. That's between South Korea on 4885 and India on 4895, the latter on the correct frequency instead of the sometimes stray to 4896. But what was this on 4888? Ron Howard in California has the answer. It was another all-India radio station, Lucknow, off frequency 8 kHz from where it's supposed to be, 4880, according to Hiroshi in Japan. And Ron had heard Lucknow on 4888 6 years ago. Ron Howard reconfirms that the three Malaysian frequencies on 5, 6, and 7 MHz remain inactive. But 11665 is still going with YFM. However, this program relays another FM station for half a sesquihour at 1315 UT on Thursdays as well as Mondays, Limbang FM, L-I-M-B-A-N-G, as he heard February 18th. By the way, after 14 UT on February 24th, I find there is equal level co-channel interference to Malaysia on 11665 from, apparently, China Radio International and English from East Turkestan. Medium wave DXers have trouble hearing V7AB in the Marshall Islands on 1098 kHz. The World Radio TV Handbook says the 25 kilowatt transmitter is operating on reduced power of only 700 watts. But now a story from Marianas Variety, originating with the Pacific Islands report via Harry Van Vogt, dated February 19th, says ongoing radio broadcasting woes of the Marshall Islands government worsened as its AM radio broadcasting equipment broke down and was unable to broadcast for days. The AM radio station, which used to have the power to be heard on atolls 600 miles from Majuro, has been slowly worsening over the past several years, with many complaints in Parliament, but no significant improvements. Radio New Zealand International has become unreliable. 11725 was missing around 07 UT on both February 19th and 24th, while the DRM transmitter was blasting away around 11690. Fortunately, this good signal from New Zealand was on the air Saturday, February 20th, after 0600 for their Saturday Night Request show, which I think is one of the best things on shortwave. And it was on the air 24 hours later, UT Sunday, February 21st, after 0600 with the TED Radio Hour from NPR in the USA. That is another excellent program. It's scandalous that this and other NPR programs have no shortwave outlet from our own country, public or private. Around 14 UT, we normally hear RNZI almost as well on 9700, But Rodney Johnson in Nevada says on February 21st at 1458, they were not on that frequency, but instead on 9780, the listed DRM frequency, but it was in AM on this occasion. Ron Howard refers us to a lengthy article about Claire Rucastle Brown, the owner of Radio Free Sarawak. It's headlined, Daughter of Ex-Special Branch Chief Exposes Dictator Najib's Scandals, originating with International Business Times. It appears at www.malaysia-chronicle.com. You may be able to search it out, or we have exact links in the new DX Listening Digest 16-08. Reading through this story, it's much bigger than only about Sarawak. Ron Howard keeps checking for SIBC Solomon Islands and finds them missing from both frequencies. Is anyone hearing them now? On 5020 or 9545. Not even a carrier when he checked February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Hiroyuki Kamatsubara in Japan agrees there was no signal. In case you thought you heard transmissions from the Iranavila, Sri Lanka IBB site, it lost power on February 21st, and until it was restored on February 24th, any listed broadcasts on Sri Lanka frequencies were instead via substitute IBB sites in other countries. As we mentioned last week, a new clandestine Fort Uganda sprung up just in time for the presidential elections there on February 18th, Uganda Diaspora P10 Radio, that's P10. The main broadcast was 1630 to 17 UT on 15405. However, additional broadcasts were scheduled for Election Day, February 18th into the 19th, on 9685, 17840, and 15680. Although there was some confusion about the frequencies. Many of these were heard by monitors primarily in Europe. I only managed to hear 17840 for a few minutes before it went off at 16 UT. I inquired of Michael Pietz of Media Broadcast GmbH in Germany if they were handling these broadcasts and from which sites. Yes, he confirmed from the Germany's site in Nauen, except on 15405, which is via France, and 9685 in the mornings, which hardly anyone heard, was also via France. It remains to be heard whether the 15405 broadcast will continue to air daily to the end of the B season, March 26th, since the candidate was supporting lost the election. At least he was arrested by the re-elected president of Uganda. In case you want to hear them now, Richard Langley has put up recordings of some of these broadcasts at shortwavearchive.com. By the way, VOA at the last minute added some special Swahili transmissions on the election day itself, February 18th, as if it would have been decided at 17 to 1730 UT. Reminder of the daily World of Radio broadcasts on WBCQ 9330 variable, compatible USB. Midnight 30 UT, except on Saturday nights, it's at 2330 instead of midnight 30 UT Sunday. For a while, the signal was quite weak. They must have been running reduced power, but as of February 24th, it seems back up to normal. I understand there were some problems for some people trying to listen to our podcast last week via one of the sources. I suggest if that happens, you try one of the other podcast sources you can access via worldofradio.com or even download the file direct from our website. I mentioned last week that WBCQ has registered a brand new frequency, 3250. And they were already testing it on the air during Alan Weiner Worldwide, UT Saturday, February 20th, asking for reports around 0130. It was very weak out here, but I could tell it was also the same programming as on 7490 and 5109.7. I have no idea whether it will happen following weeks, but on Tuesday, February 23rd, after 0700, two of WRMI's very strong frequencies switched away from Brother Scare into their very nice eclectic fill music loop, 5850 and 7730. I also mentioned last week that WMLK in Pennsylvania had registered a new frequency, 9275, and I've heard it. It was just an open carrier, no modulation or IDs, February 22nd at 2010 until 2056. I inquired via email and got a confirmation from their webmaster that indeed WMLK has been testing on that frequency. He says, Glenn, you are correct in your assumptions. WMLK radio is licensed by the FCC to test at 9.275 megahertz from 17 to 22 UTC. We have been placing a carrier and modulated content on the air during this time period. Programming with IDs will soon follow when testing stages and adjustments are completed. Thank you for your report. I checked again the following two afternoons at various times, although not for the entire five-hour period, and did not hear it, but keep a close ear on 9275 for the revived WMLK at the Assemblies of Yahweh in Bethel, Pennsylvania, which has been off the air for many, many years. If you go to their website, you can read about all their technical, logistical, and financial problems preventing them from getting their 250-kilowatt transmitter going. WMLKradio.net. Their mission statement, as I would call it, uses terminology such as the beast system and a dying world. So it seems the Assemblies of Yahweh are another apocalyptic sect. Dave France of WWRB has been emailing me his comments, which I publish in full in DX Listening Digest, including almost $1 million for a 100-kilowatt shortwave station, plus all the operating expenses to make $50 per hour, with all the other costs, red ink galore, and plenty of BS to put up with. How can you pay an employee a decent living wage with that little revenue? When Brother Stare quits U.S. shortwave, coupled with the explosive electric rates, that's it. Making a big splash is KRCM 1380 in Shenandoah, north of Houston, Texas. They have a new 22-kilowatt transmitter, which they're supposed to use only in the daytime, with an antenna favoring the northeast. But they're dominating 1380 here in Oklahoma, even though we have a local on 1390. And they've been reported from as far away as the UK by David Hamilton around 07UT. It's in Spanish, IDing as Radio Aleluya. And furthermore, they never ID with their own call sign, but with the call sign of the station they're relaying, KMIC 1590, which we do not hear as it's beamed out into the Gulf of Mexico. If you would like to object to proposed FCC rules to allow even more AM stations on clear channels, Artie Bigley refers us to a petition you may want to sign at www.kxel.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 March 1st and 6th, 30 and 5 at G1 minor storm levels March 14th to 16th. Solar flux rising from 100 February 28th to 115 by March 2nd. That's World of Radio 1814. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.